Is it just locker room talk? Probably not. And if you hear it in your workplace, what the heck do we do about it? Because it's not helping any of us. It's not helping the businesses. It's not going to help your daughters or granddaughters get paid what they actually deserve. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm joined by a very special guest this hour. It's Lori Richards. She's the CEO of Miller Communications. Sorry, I was reading it directly off my copy and mispronounced it a few times. Miller Communications, based right here in Milwaukee. She is a C-suite executive. We're talking about the slowdown and, frankly, the lack of representation of women, and you could also say folks of color, in C-suites, despite the fact that the single greatest demographic with the single greatest educational attainment in this country. And folks, if you know this already, I'm very happy for you. But if you're talking about pure demographic groups or subgroups, Black women have the highest educational attainment as a demographic group in this country. They are the least represented in C-suites. We could make the argument broadly about women in general or Black folks, but again, if you're just talking about this from a, hey, has a person studied a long time and again, worked hard to master their particular discipline, well, we got a problem there. And I want to talk about why this matters so deeply, and also what meritocracy actually is, Lori, because I believe in merit. I have always wanted folks that try hard, do good, tell the truth, get results. Those are the people I want to work with. Those are the people I want to see promoted.
That's right.
And yet, for a long time, I've talked about what I think we have here in this country, which is the mythology of meritocracy. And we don't get really underneath a level of, well, why is it this sort of resume as opposed to this other kind of resume? And the idea of a paper ceiling, like, do you actually need that particular degree for that job? Or is that an artificial barrier to entry for many people? And that trickles all the way up. That could be for an entry-level position.
That's right.
But it happens at every single level as someone progresses through their career. Pick up wherever that's resonating for you, Lori, and tell me how you've been approaching this issue and what you hear from other women executives.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the core tenets that we need to look at is what you suggested earlier, Maggie. There is a business case for bringing more women into the C-suite, for cultivating more women leaders. I've seen it at my own company. I've seen it at companies across this city. Women make great leaders, and people want to work for great leaders, right? I think we often see women rise to the C-suite in positions like HR or marketing.
Yes.
HR obviously tending to be a more person-centric role, and that's a great start because hopefully they can set policies that really focus on meritocracy, right? They can remove some of the biases in hiring that we see. But one of the good things to come out of COVID was I feel like we've dropped some of the old boys club expectations for employees. That was because this
face
is
time.
The way it is. Yes, we have to be in the office at 8, we have to be out of the office at 5. We must wear a tie on every day but Fridays,
yes.
Right? Because we all know at the end of the day, and I am an advocate for in-person work situations. That, please don't misunderstand that I am not. But I think what we have learned is a little bit of flexibility goes a long way in terms of high productivity, employer satisfaction. It's really expensive to have high employee turnover.
Yes.
And when we start solving for these issues, because we take a bit more of an empathetic approach, you will see bottom line productivity increase and you will see a stronger business case.
It's really fascinating to me because I think moms and women, and it's not just moms, mm-hmm. but I'm going to use moms sort of as a emblematic example of what I'm talking about, is women as multitaskers, as facilitators and bringers together of all of the stuff. And the law firms I worked at, FaceTime was it. Mm-hmm. And I watched men who wrote like crap, researched even more poorly, and didn't have any kind of strategic litigation acumen butt kiss their way into bigger bonuses. And I was like, don't tell me about meritocracy. This is about glad handing and FaceTime. And I think
it was about opportunity.
It was about, yes, the equality of opportunity, and at least the idea of opportunity is something that we need to cultivate for people that don't fit the quote unquote traditional trajectory or mold or resume is such a big deal. And it's interesting, we tend to think of hiring people because of what they've accomplished, which I also think is a limiting principle, as opposed to the results that I, whom and what sort of results, and who is the right person to drive that results, those results within my business or enterprise. Boy, that is what I think of when I think of highly successful people and organizations that are results driven. And it occurs to me, boy, as voters, we could surely use a bit of that. Less of the puffery, more of the, these are the results that I want to try to bring about, and here's my plan for us to get there, as opposed to vague generalities and a bunch of rhetorical nonsense.
And the challenge in the current environment is, as we know, oftentimes women aren't the ones that are out there advocating for themselves, or they're not the ones applying for jobs, even if they've only got 60% of the qualifications mastered, and saying, I'm ready, I'm the right person, I have the right leadership qualities, I have the right temperament, right? So we're getting our voices are drowned out by louder ones, even if they're less qualified.
Even if they're less qualified, one of my favorite sayings, don't let my expertise get in the way of your confidence in your opinion. Folks, we'll be back with Lori Richards of Miller Communications. I'm Maggie Dawn. We talk about the lack of women in the C-suite and what that means for wages and workers and our collective future here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.